Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, we got to get through with this stuff. I got to go for my weekly weigh-in, you know, like a boxer.
That's right.
Are you thinking, like, do you ever think to yourself, like, how much is it going to be that I think it's going to be?
Yeah, every time. And yeah. Like this time, I think that I probably gained a pound in the last week.
No, uh-oh. I don't think that.
Yeah, I do.
A pound? No.
I'm feeling a little... Like I got some inflammation or something.
Well.
Well, you did eat that cotton candy grape the other day. Yeah. And that could have.
I can't
wait. Could have done it.
Did I cheat?
Have you gone off the rails at other than that one grape you ate? Was there anything else that you cheated on?
No.
Okay.
No. Never.
Never.
Mm. There have been plenty of times that I wish I could have just pulled over, gotten some QT donuts or something.
Oh, well, sure.
Well, donuts are a little different than one grape. I mean, when you call that cheating, it just makes me laugh. But I mean, technically, I guess it is, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Or did you eat grape cotton candy?
Yeah.
No, that's what it was. Did I say a cotton candy grape? I meant an order of five cotton candy, grape cotton candy.
That's what it was.
That might add a pound or so.
Mm-hmm. You don't like cotton candy?
No.
Love it.
No.
Love it.
I don't seek it. Like, and I don't say, hey, let's get some cotton candy.
Right.
But. If I do have some, somebody gives it to me or somebody comes in with a bag of it where they didn't eat all of it at whatever festival they were at, I'll eat it, but it's almost like, I don't realize I'm eating it. It's just one of those deals where I'm just talking and I like the way that it melts in your mouth. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't just sit and go, ooh, I love cotton candy. But then I eat the crap out of it when it's around.
I'm like you. I don't seek it, but also I don't know where to seek it. So, I mean, you know, but if I have the opportunity, I like it.
You know, it would be fun for your children. What? They sell those cotton at home cotton candy maker things. Get you one of those.
I thought about that for like, not even just renting it, like you said, buy it for like a birthday party. And actually, do you still have your popcorn machine?
No, when we moved from the big house over here, it stayed in the garage and it was Lainey's. Lainey was the one that wanted it. You know, Santa Claus brought it to her when she was little. But I ended up giving it to Mr. Todd because he had just finished his man cave room and I gave it to him.
Okay. I'm going to have to get one because
I bet he'd give it to you though.
If you tell him, to borrow? Yeah.
No. If you just said, TJ said he didn't mean to give you that and to give it to me.
He actually meant to give it to me. Yeah. He accidentally gave it to you.
He said he thought you were going to take it to my house.
Yeah. Delilah wants like a little carnival for a birthday. And I'm like, that would be cute to like get one and the cotton candy. Yeah. But I bet the cotton candy one's a lot of work, like clean up and.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It would have to be because it's just sugar and coloring, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of flavor. That's kind of why I don't get way into it. Every time I've tried it, I'm like, oh, okay, it doesn't have a lot of flavor. I'd rather have like a snow cone or something like that.
Yeah, but anytime you get the opportunity, get blue because it's blue raspberry and it's got more flavor than the pink.
Does it? Mm. You know what's a trash candy that I love that I never eat, but I always get if it's around is a pixie stick.
Yeah.
That'll go straight to the...
Yeah. Yeah, I love a pixie stick and I don't eat them a lot, but I'm like, ooh, that looks good.
Straight sugar.
Yeah.
You ever had a Chico stick?
No.
Chico stick? No, I don't think so.
Orange looking, and I think it's got like really fine coconut on the outside of it. And the coconut can't be that strong or I wouldn't like it. But yeah, we used to have those at the candy store at school.
Are they chewy or hard?
I think they're a little both. They're crunchy on the outside. I think it's a little bit chewy on the inside. Okay. I haven't had one since I was a little kid.
Is it coconut flavored on the inside?
I think it's kind of like peanut butter, I think.
Peanut butter? It kind of, the way you're describing it, makes me feel like it's kind of like the peanut butter bars that are crispy on the outside, but they're chewy.
Yeah.
My grandmother loved those. Anytime I went to like a general mass store or whatever, mass general store, I'd get her some of those.
Mm-hmm. They're good. Hang on. Jody's texting me. But what was I finna look at? Oh, Chico stick. Chico stick.
I love an old school candy too.
Do you?
I do. I've always been, I don't know if it's another one that I grew up on, and you're going to think this is gross, but they're like, okay, it's only for the holidays, I think. And they're hard candy, but they have like designs on the inside. They're like little, it's almost like a ribbon hard candy. Have you?
A ribbon candy. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Real, like, it looks like glass.
Glass.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never had it, but I've seen it.
And these are like just circles of that, but they have like little designs in the middle, like a stocking or a, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And if you like old school candy, then you would want to eat candy with Jody's dad.
Okay.
I mean, we go to that Mass General store in the mountains. Mm-hmm. He just, those barrels of old candy. He'll just tank. We go to Cracker Barrel. That's where he is. He wants to go look at all that old, like the marshmallow candy and all that stuff.
Yeah. My mom is the same way. She loves that. My mom loves candy buttons.
Yes.
That are on that, like that strip of paper. Uh-huh. They don't even have like flavor. They're just like little hard sugar dots. She goes, oh, that's my favorite. Why?
It's the texture.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I sent you a picture of a Chico stick. Okay. I sent it so he can put it up on the screen.
Oh, I was like, yeah. I'm the one that wants it. I have, you know who has a lot of old school candy? Michael's. I don't know if y'all ever go to Michael's for anything. It's like arts and craft store.
Yeah, not only if somebody were in there dying and I'm the only person that can save them.
Gotcha.
Where I'd be going into Michael's because I've had some bad times in there.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, Michael's? It's not for men.
No.
I mean, it's not. You know, I've been stuck in there. When Jody and I first got married, I used to get stuck in there with her. I'd be like, oh, why am I in? She used to make, because we didn't have anything when we got married as far as money goes.
Right.
And she would make a little bit of money on the side because she would make bubble paint sweatshirts for holidays and stuff for women.
Yes.
And her mom's friends and I would buy them from, she'd do the Halloween design on the sweatshirt and all that.
Yes.
So we used to have to go to Michael's to get the supplies to do it.
You have like nightmares about it. I get it. Like, was it like the puff paint? That's what we used to call it.
Yeah, not bubble paint, puff paint.
I used to love that.
Here, I'm going to put the Chico stick up on the screen.
So crunchy peanut butter rolled in toasted coconut. Yep. That is right up my alley.
Yeah, and I think they still have them at convenience stores.
Sounds really good.
I'm shocked, though. I mean, like you said, it must not be a hard coconut flavor because you don't like that.
No, I don't like coconut strings. I like a pina colada and coconut flavored things, but just the actual coconut I generally don't like.
That looks very finely shaved, though. Mm-hmm.
Just like you. Do you guys like banana flavored candy?
Love it.
Like now and laters?
Now and laters are like Runts. When I think about Runts.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I love an artificial banana flavor. And a lot, you know, even in a banana pudding, my mom my grandmother would roll over in her grave if she heard me saying this, but my mom's the same way. Never make banana pudding with artificial banana flavor. Like, you know, but I love that.
Yeah. I mean, how I, or I would say never make it with instant pudding either. I always hate that on social media where they go, I'm going to show you my homemade banana pudding. And the first thing you do is take two boxes of instant banana pudding.
Yeah.
That's not a homemade banana pudding.
Yeah.
Don't be faking.
Oh.
I didn't even know you could make pudding that wasn't instant. Like, you can make pudding?
Yeah. Like on the stove. Like,
it's milk and sugar, and you stir it and stir it and stir it until it turns into a custard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And growing up,
flour in it too.
We didn't grow up with instant pudding. Like, that's how my parents and my grandmother would make pudding. Mm-hmm.
Well, the only time we had instant pudding was when we could make it, because we could make it ourselves. Yeah. And my mom had a Tupperware shaker bottle that looks like what protein bottles look like today, where you do the shake bottles. Yeah. And you'd put the instant pudding in there. And I remember 3 cups of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then just shake it and shake mm-hmm. it and shake it. And then you put it in the refrigerator for a little bit. When you come back, it's pudding, y'all.
Yes.
What?
It's pudding.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Could you make chocolate like that too? Like chocolate pudding?
Yeah, I mean, it had all the different flavors of instant pudding. That's why I say the only time we used the Jell-O instant pudding was for that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember the Jell-O pudding pops?
Oh, yeah.
That were in the freezer. Riggins?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
What?
Pudding pops?
Yeah. Bill Cosby did the commercials for them.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have found the equivalent.
Oh, really?
Well... I mean, listen, it's not as good, but I found something that's doable. Have you ever seen those Johnny Pops? Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a chocolate fudge pudding pop.
Yeah.
Like I said, not the same, but it's doable. We'll take it.
Yeah, because pudding pops were actually just frozen pudding.
Right.
Mm.
This has a similar consistency, and that's why I like mm-hmm. it. Even though it says fudge pop, it is more of a pudding.
Have you ever had a banana ice cream bar like that looks like a fudgesicle, but it's banana?
One time, and nothing's better than that. Nothing. And I can't find it.
You cannot find them anywhere.
Okay. They sell them at this little store. Do you know where, it's called Yaware Forest. How do you say that?
Yeah.
It's like an hour. My parents used to live near this area.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an hour from here. And they sell them in this little convenience store. And they're so good.
So wait a minute. It's a frozen, it's just banana flavored with chocolate on the outside? Or is it an actual banana?
You know how you have a fudgesicle?
Yeah.
And consistency and all, and it's chocolate ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, they have that with banana ice cream.
Oh.
It's the same consistency of a fudgesicle and all, but it's banana.
Mm, that would be good.
Tell me why they got rid of them.
I don't know. I don't know. To torture people, I guess. Only thing I can think of, Lynn.
So I guess we had them when I was real little. My mom was obsessed mm-hmm. with them. And now she'll still to this day talk about how they don't make those anymore. And she's looking for them. And these don't do... These do nothing justice. They're not like those.
No.
Like the popsicle kind, that nothing like those.
No. It's banana ice cream. Creamy banana ice cream.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Well, we got to take a break now and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Hang on.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
So, are you talking about how are we going to make how we could make the banana ice cream bars, Lindsay, or where we're going to find them?
So my thought is, okay, just bear with me now. We would be rich if we came back out, like do a rebrand of this and somehow tried to produce them. Yeah. I'm telling you, people, look, I'm not the first person. My whole family, my friends, everyone talks about them. Like if you bring it up, people are passionate about them.
Yeah. Because it was awesome when I was a kid. My whole family loved them. Mm-hmm. But I got a feeling that they still hold the patent on that, whoever created them. But, you know, I don't think it would be that easy. I mean, that hard to make it.
That's the thing.
Because all you got to do is, I'm sure they sell the mold for fudge sickles and the sticks and all of that. And you just have to make a banana ice cream and mold it and freeze it into that mold. And then when you pull the stick out, you got your banana fudge sickle.
My question is the preserving of the banana the hard part? Like,
I'm guessing it doesn't have real bananas in it.
Guess not. Probably not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's right up your alley then. It's got the artificial banana flavoring.
This was it. It was Bluebell banana fudge pop. Mm-hmm. I don't actually remember that.
No, I don't remember it being Bluebell, but.
Well, anyway, they made one.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Hershey's also had one, it said.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But this one, I think, was it Pop Ice or what is that famous brand that does fudge sickles and popsicles and all?
It's
that brand.
Is it just called Popsicle?
The yellow box.
Yeah.
Right. They came up with fudge sickle.
Mm-hmm. I remember on ice cream day, every Friday in elementary school, we had ice cream day. 50 cents, you get an ice cream. They had banana fudge pops. The Dreamsicle and the Nutty Buddy and the ice cream sandwich. Those were the four. Mm-hmm. Now, I was always in a toss-up. Am I going to do banana or am I going to do the orange creamsicle? Because the chocolate was out for me. Mm-hmm. But I remember vividly the Friday I was in like second grade, they stopped having the banana fudge pop. And I was devastated. My whole life was ruined.
Because it really was, as much as I love the creamsicle, dreamsicle thing, I'm taking that banana fudgesicle over that any day.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how good it is. Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing until you have. It was fantastic. So,
have you ever had banana pudding ice cream?
No.
Oh,
that's good.
That's good. I think you could probably buy that, you know, with Bluebell or some brand like that.
Yeah, I think they do have that.
Bluebell homemade ice cream.
Bluebell is the best. It's so expensive, but it's good. Like the big tubs.
I like that. What's it called? Turkey Trail or something that's cheaper. It's really good.
Turkey Hill or something.
Turkey Hill, yeah. Turkey Trail.
Turkey Trail.
I like that. Turkey Trail.
Now, Jody nor little friend Jenny are ice cream people.
That's Jenny? Surprising.
Yeah. Cause they're both so cold natured. They don't want to eat any ice cream.
No. Oh.
But handsome husband, Michael, and I love it.
Yeah. Same.
Guess what? We don't get much of when we're all out looking for something as a treat. Right.
Yeah.
A little bit of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if what would happen if you put a ice cream sandwich on a stick.
I think it'd be better.
All you have to do is just shove the stick up its butt and just eat it that way.
Why don't you try the Oreo holder I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Could do that.
You know what you could do? Put it up there. In between the sandwich and then
in between its cheeks.
Yeah. And then put it back in the freezer and like make sure it's, you know, good in there. And then.
Yeah.
The reason I can't buy ice cream sandwiches for the kids anymore is it's everywhere. I mean, the hands, the face, God love them, you know, but it just gets everywhere. And I'm like, if you can't eat it right, we can't get it. All over the couch. I got to put them outside and like hose them off.
There's something about the chocolate on an ice cream sandwich. I feel like it gets under your fingernails. Like it's just more, what's the word? It's like tacky and
like denser. Glue.
Yeah, it's kind of like glue a little bit.
Yeah, because you have to, you can't just suck it off your fingers. You have to scrape it off with your teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing Lindsay look thing tonight?
Yes, I am. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, well, is Jody going to be on it again?
I was.
The indie, what's her name? The sponsor lady going to be on.
Love Indus, Serby Grover. Yeah. She is fantastic. She's going to talk about some things. We're going to do a chat, but I was hoping Jody would be on to give us her perspective.
Right. So, now, here's the thing. I don't want you to feel like, I mean, it's your show. I don't want you to feel like you have to ask Jody to be on because she's been on, you know, however many times.
No, I like it. Okay. I like it.
And also keep in mind that, I have to set up all of the equipment for Jody to do it. Yeah. So you want to keep that in mind as well.
Let's keep that in mind. Cause I know, cause what happens is the next day when we do our show, it's like off some for you, right?
Yeah. Cause I have to, her setting of the camera height and all that stuff is different and it's a completely different computer. I got to bring in here and hook up and and go and so forth. But, I don't want to make it about me, but what happens is I hook that up and then I dart out of here to go to my other job and I don't get in until all hours of the night.
Right.
So I don't have time to reset everything before I go to bed. So it's ready the next morning. I have to do it when I get up, but I mean, I'm completely fine with it. I don't want you to seem like that I'm saying it's a pain in the ass.
It is though.
Huge.
I'm good with if she wants to be on or she doesn't want to be on. I'm going to talk to her today.
Yeah.
Because I'm good either way.
Maybe an awkward spot, you know, because it is your show and you don't necessarily want her to be thinking that she's, you know, the co-host of it automatically.
Well, the people.
Yeah. And she probably thinks that, you know, you may want her on, you may not. She doesn't want to feel like she's just forcing her way onto the show. I'm guessing that's what all's going on, but I'm not trying to start anything or cause any awkward.
Oh, right.
Any awkward, feelings or whatnot. But I just know from my perspective that I don't mind redoing everything up here.
Yeah.
For her to do the Facebook live show with you and then come back the next morning in the butt crack of dawn hours and redo it completely for this show.
Even though,
you know, you would think I might, you know, I don't have anybody to help me with that and all. So
yeah,
I like it that way. Really.
Yeah. Like you like doing everything on your own.
Yeah.
I get that.
Early in the morning or late at night. Yeah.
4 a.m. Yeah, I get that. Well, okay, this is a lot to take in. Let me marinate. No, I'm kidding.
You know, I'm kidding. Just do whatever. I just need to know pretty early today because I've got to be out of here because I've got another appointment that I have to go to before work.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk to her right after, you know, we hang this up and,
you need to start calling now to get in line.
Yeah. Sure. She's been on the phone or
talking on the phone. I mean, I can hear her down there all morning.
I feel like I have to take a number. You're right. It's like the DMV. I could just wait.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, whether I want her or not, cause I do want her every show, but I will say the people have spoken and it's the people.
Yeah.
The people love Jody. Jody for president. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's smart, Lindsay. I like your strategy there.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
But, I need to know.
Okay.
So I can, you know, go through the demolition of this and then the construction of the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then tear it down.
Sure.
With a wrecking ball.
Yeah. Well, okay. Good.
And I don't have anything else going on.
Right. You're not busy.
That's cool.
What else are you doing?
Nothing. I still hadn't gotten down in that basement and invented anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're slacking.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Just
let me know.
I sure will.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.